On a recent Focus on the Family radio broadcast, Jim Daly and I talked with counselor Leslie Vernick about emotional abuse in marriage. Here's more on this important topic.
Leslie, for a woman who has faced this kind of abuse for years, it's built up, and that destructive behavior has really, it's diminished her ability to have the capacity to stay engaged, even though she's going through the motions. And perhaps both of them have been willing to work on it, but she's still struggling with the ability to forgive. Speak to her about how to find that God-given ability to actually forgive her husband who's done her harm.
You know, I think it is hard to forgive. When I struggled in my own relationship with my mother, I thought I forgave, and then I still felt angry, and then I thought I forgave, and I still felt angry. And, you know, and I have recently been betrayed by a friend, and I consciously have forgiven her, but I still have nightmares about the things that she did and the ways that she's hurt me. So I think it's really wrong of us as Christians to expect someone to emotionally be able to reconcile with someone who has deeply hurt them. I think Joseph is a really good example. He forgave his brothers long before they ever came to Egypt begging for bread, and he helped them and he was kind to them, but I don't think he felt all that friendly toward them. I think he was a little suspicious of them, and he tested their motives, he tested their heart for a long time to see who they were and what they were like. And so a woman whose husband is saying he wants to work on things and is changing, she might be standing back a bit and testing his heart and seeing where he's at and seeing how he manages himself after a couple of situations. And so I don't think we should be too hard on her if she can't immediately be wonderful and warm and friendly and happy that he's now got it and turning into a different man. I think she'll need some time.
So in that analogy, you'd be encouraging the woman to stay the course. Don't be too hard on yourself if you haven't found that well of forgiveness, but keep digging.
But keep digging, keep praying, keep asking God to give that to you, because I have seen couples to come through the other end better and stronger than ever before, because it does take two to repair a marriage. And when he's willing, sometimes she's not. She's had it, she's done, and she's out of there. And so that's one of the reasons why I work so hard to help women develop that core strength, so they don't lose their compassion, so they don't lose their empathy. Because when you've gotten a hard heart and you're full of resentment, it's really hard, even if you're sorry, to let it go.